On top of world news this Sunday evening, voters slept on the concrete sidewalks outside polling stations, seeking to be the first to cast their ballot in Ghana's historic presidential election today. The candidate that these voters will elect will mark the country's second successive peaceful transfer of power, a litmus test for a mature democracy and a feat that only a handful of other nations on the continent of Africa have accomplished. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
The West African country of Ghana, which is nestled between the Ivory Coast to the west and Togo to the east, is often looked at as an example of political and economic reform. On the economic front, Ghana is the world's second biggest cocoa producer, and it also has drawn international attention as it prepares to start producing crude oil in late 2010, which could pump an extra $2 to $3 billion a year into the state purse. In terms of its political record, Ghana has become a beacon of light for democracy in Africa, with a constitution that allows for a multi-party system. With outgoing President John Kufuor bowing out from the political stage, Sunday's election to choose his successor pits the ruling new patriotic party's Nana Akufo-Addo against seven opposition candidates, with John Atta Mills, the candidate of the National Democratic Congress, his nearest rival. It's been predicted that this presidential poll, which many say is too close to call, may end in a runoff vote later this month. But despite the country being one of this continent's few economic success stories, many voters who earn just $3.80 a day will be looking to see who delivers them a brighter future. I'm Lydia O'Kane.